As a review, the FDA first studies any food additive to determine if the additive is safe for human consumption. It then regulates the type of food the additive can be in, how much can be used, and how much should appear on the food label. Since the U.S. Department of Agriculture is in charge of meat safety in the U.S. food system, if a product is going to be in meat or poultry, then the FDA works with the USDA to monitor the new product. Once an additive is introduced in the consumer market, federal officials monitor the population's consumption of the additive and continue to watch for possibilities of any negative effects. Even after the product is on the market, it is still being monitored and studied. The Delaney Clause was added in 1958 after the chemical additive herbicided aminotriazole used on cranberry plants was found to be a possible carcinogen. The scare spread through the U.S. and dramatically decreased cranberry sales. The clause basically concludes that the Secretary of the FDA will not approve the use of a chemical additive for human consumption if it is found to have any cancer-causing agents. According to the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, food additives must be proven safe and must also go through a system of approval to be approved for consumption. Colored additives must also be approved for use in or on food and must be determined safe when used for any purpose. Additionally, all colors must be in accordance with the FDA regulations. The Delaney Clause holds the FDA to a high standard to work, so this government agency must be extremely careful about what they approve to be in the U.S. food system. Do you think the FDA's current system for approving and monitoring food and color additives is adequate? And do you think the FDA needs more information or should provide the public with more information about food additives on the food label? For more information, here's an additional resource that you can use to find more information about additives. To find information about what the FDA approves for food additives and which additives are on the GRAS list, visit the FDA's website at www.fda.gov. Overall, there is a lot of conflicting information about food additives. There is research that supports additives as a cause of cancer and research that says it's safe and even a possible anti-cancer agent. The FDA uses the most up-to-date and recent testing to determine additive safety. If there is ever a direct cause or proof suggesting that a product is unsafe, it will be banned from use. We have to rely on what the most recent studies tell us to determine additive safety. All additives must be tested for ongoing safety through scientific reviews that give us better understandings of the additives. Also, the technology and methods of testing continue to improve, which helps to give even more information about additives and the possible effects that they could cause. Due to the diligence the FDA uses to test, approve, and monitor food additives, consumers should feel safe about the foods they eat.